You know? And here we are, you know, we're headed, I don't know how the young people feel, but I'm excited. I really am. You know, when this was really announced we're going to have this youth meeting, I had a dream about it. In all the meetings that I've ever been involved in around here, you know, the band corner all of a sudden becomes too small. Well, in my dream, I dreamed that all the chairs was full, and four or five people walked up. Said, "Brother Wayne," said, "we want to play." I said, "Well, just grab your chair." They looked around. They said, "They're all full." I said, "No problem. We just had another room right here." I thought, "Lord, if that's what you're going to do for us, then send your people." I'm excited. Are y'all tired or are you excited about this? You know, I'm really a young person. I ate chocolate, my nose breaks out. You know, Twinkie fillings, that breaks me out. Say there's something else that I eat that breaks me out. The difference is in the number of years that we've been here. You young folks, you know, you're going through that same phase, and you're going to get older. I done went through all that phase. Now I'm getting younger. They told me several years ago that, you know, after you hit a certain point, your life kind of turns around and you go back the other direction. You know. So I must be hitting my teenage years the second time around. Well, don't laugh too hard, or some of the rest of you doing the same thing. And if you hadn't yet, well, just hang on, you're going there. But I'm excited about this. And Brother Smith has been telling us, you know, he said, "I have high expectations for our youth." Do y'all feel under pressure when he says that? Some of you said, "No, not me." Well, let me kind of talk for just a few minutes, you know, besides all this other stuff that I've been going through. If time goes on for another, let's say 30 years before the church is inaugurated, Brother Leniger, basically prophesied that the 30-year period of time that he was talking about in one phase of his message started in 2003. All right, if that's the case, we're in 2009, so six of those years are already over with. So now we're talking 24 years? My math's still with me. How old would you be 24 years from tonight? That's if that prophecy holds pat. I'm just painting a picture here. Don't get excited. I'm not prophesying that that's going to be exact time, but I'm just using these prophecies that have been brought to our attention. You take 20 years onto my life, it's going to be boots up. Almost is now. You know, I'm dragging my boots around, just, you know, trying to get up downstairs and, you know, walking across the platform. Hadn't been for Brother Tony in a while back. I took a bad dive, and if it hadn't been for him catching me, I think I'd have went nose first right out there on the floor. I thanked him many times since then. You know, my God, I appreciate you catching me. But if the church is inaugurated, what I'm trying to point out is this. My time is nearly over. Just about done. As far as this segment of my life is concerned. But if I get my soul wrapped in the Holy Ghost, like I'm trying to get it through,
And I go to sleep in Jesus. And you young people keep on bringing the church on up and get it inaugurated in about another 24, 25, 26 years. Old Brother Wayne's going to come out of the ground. Woo! I won't have this old body where I'm just barely dragging my heels. My Lord, I'm going to have a new body. It may not be a perfect one, but it's going to be a new body. Our expectations is that you're going to produce a church that can bring just souls back to life again. Not only will you finish a course that you've set, but you'll make an opportunity for some of us that's been asleep for a period of time. A church into inauguration. Michael Smith was talking that we're in a time period where that we can start asking God for things that we have never dreamed possible. We've thought about them. They've crossed our minds. But young folks, listen to me just a second. This old man is talking to you, with his hair all messed up. Listen, there's a church coming, and you can help to bring it about. Our expectations are high. And Brother Smith knows that. Brother Smith, you tack 20 years onto his life, he ain't going to be running through a troop and running, and jumping over a wall either. Sister Smith might, though. Well, when I say Sister Smith, I probably need to point to the one out there on that bench instead of the one here in the piano corner. she'll probably still be able to move around pretty good. But aren't we looking forward to a church that's going to have the things in it that we need to finish up our course? I'd like to move into a different element. I'd like to move into a holy place with God. That's where I think Adam was when he was here. When God created Adam, he was in a holy place. God walked with him in the cool of the day. Have you ever had that experience where God, I mean, you knew God was right there with you? Woo! My Lord, what an experience. But when he sinned, he lost that. He lost that. But wouldn't you like to move back into that again? I believe that when Jesus came, he done that. He reversed the process. Adam sold us out. But Jesus bought us back. Jesus bought us back. And he's dealt with our hearts and lives and given us an opportunity. I'm thrilled to be in the house of God and be among his people tonight.
I'm Jelena Gilbert, Brother Johnny Gilbert's daughter, and I'm really glad to be here. We got here yesterday, and we were so ready for this meeting for like 3 months, but I'm so glad to be here. And I was here, I think when I was about 7, I came, and I remember playing the flute. I don't remember exactly, but... such good memories. I remember the youth all drunk going to El Chico restaurant, and everybody was looking at us like we were crazy. Just all those good memories, and I just been ready to get back here ever since. And finally, I'm back here, and I'm expecting a great meeting. And I know the Lord is here. I can feel him. And I'm just thankful that the brother that was just up, Brother Gowan, he was talking about how much the Lord cares for us, and I don't know all the words to the song, but it's Consider the Lilies, and it talks about he kisses the flowers every morning, and he's not too busy to care about you. And I'm just so glad that the Lord is here, and he hears us when we pray, and he knows our needs. And I'm so thankful to be here, and thanks for coming and introducing yourself to us. Y'all have the words? Georgie, do you want to sing? I don't think he does, but okay. Take this up there.
and a heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, and then you will know. Have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He really cares. Full of
announcements before we dismiss?
Well, it's here. I guess y'all ready, right? Everybody ready? I got a whole list of things here I want to cover. First of all, we know Brother Mike Smith. He's going to be the coordinator of this meeting, and I assume all of the department heads have your telephone number, that way they can reach you if they need you or how you want. How you want to do that?
But they found it anyway. No.
Because they got to get.
Everybody's got my yes. Everybody's got my phone number. All right. And Brett.
Okay.
And so I'm going to be more in charge of the service Thursday night, Friday, before the school gets back. So, but anything I can help with.
Okay, so.
But Brother Brett's go to, and all the department heads we talk, I think they've got, you're waiting for some positions.
I need positions. I need people.
Mr. Watson says she's waiting for some positions, and there's some few things, but.
So basically, if you need some help, you either see Brett or you see Brother Mike, and they'll get help for you, right? Okay. All right, cool. All right, that's what I want to know about telephone numbers, make sure. All right.
I was going to forward my calls to Brett.
That'd be good. Tonight, before you leave, take all your personal stuff home. Don't leave anything personal here. Take it home. Tonight, before you leave, put your instruments up. I guess if you carry them home, carry them back. Bring them back, but don't leave them sitting out here. There'll be a lot of people moving in here. Put them up. Okay, there'll be chairs moved tomorrow. Don't want to get them damaged. Then tomorrow night, when you get ready to play, you can go get them, bring them back out, or bring them from home, okay? Is that okay with everybody? All right. Personal items, okay with everybody? Take them all home tonight. Don't leave anything here. All right. That's my favorite topic, parking. Been working real hard over here. I can't control the weather. It's wet over there. I've drove across it numerous times. I haven't been stuck. I haven't had a chance to stripe it yet. So tomorrow sometime, I'm going to stripe it. And what we need to do as people here that go to church here, we need to try to park over there. All right? If you feel very uncomfortable about parking over there and you don't think your car will make it over there and you just can't do it, you know, find your place over here and park over here out of the way somewhere. But try your best to park down here. If you get stuck, I got a four-wheel drive, I'll pull you out. Okay, it won't cost you but $50. It ain't gonna cost much at all. It all go to church.
I got
straps and I got chains. We'll get you out. But those roots that was out there, they're no longer there. So I took the roots out, dug them out. There is still one stump I couldn't get all the way dug out. It'd be marked with the whatever. You'll see it. You won't be able to run into it. But the root's out. So when you drive through there, you won't hang up on a root. But I need y'all to try to park over there. Okay, really need y'all to park over there. I really need y'all to park over there. Okay.
Brother Fred.
I really need y'all to park over there.
Where do we park?
All right. Now, if you have any questions, see Brett. All right. All right. Brother Phil will be in charge of parking. All right. If he sees you parking over here and he thinks you should be over there, he's going to ask you to park over there. Okay? I need y'all to park over there. I won't say it again. I will say this a couple times. In back, there's only going to be two parking places in back. This is a fire lane. It has to stay open. We will get a ticket. We'll be rolled up. Okay, it has to stay open.
You want to take up an offering to pay for it.
Well, yeah, may have to. But there's only going to be two people parking back here, Ann Thompson and George Weiniger, wherever she's at.
She's downstairs.
Okay, but anyway, I'm going to mark a spot up here. You know that Vanius that comes out? There'll be right there'll be two parking spots there. If anybody else is parked out there, if I can't find you, I will have your car towed. And that's a promise. Okay, it's that important. You cannot park out here. All right, now where can you not park at?
Behind the church.
No, you can park over there. All right, you cannot park out here. Okay, you've got delivery? Absolutely. Run up there, open your doors, throw your stuff out, get back in your vehicle, and go park over there.
All right. Remember, the church dog's going to be out there, though.
Sir. Yeah, it's really important. And people coming in and out of this parking lot, well, y'all going to park out over here when y'all get ready to leave? It needs to be open so y'all can leave and go out that way. If you try to cut the corner this way, you can make it, but it's a lot easier to come out and go this way and go back out. And if we got cars parked over here, you can't get through. All right, so nobody parks over here except those two cars.
What about the house?
We're going to put buses at the house. Okay, we got room over there. It's so wet right now, I know we can put three large buses and probably one small one right now. I don't know how many buses are coming. But, overflow parking.
Fred,
if it,
Fred,
sir.
If we could get some space over there by that printing shop.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can call them and see if we need it. But I don't think we're going to need it, though, but please call them in case we do.
Okay.
Yeah. But at nighttime, I'm guessing Friday night, will be probably the heaviest. Sir? I'm sorry. I'm guessing Friday night will be the heaviest night. And that's when the parking's going to be the worst. So we may be sending people down here to this school down here and having people walk back up here. But please, nobody out here in the back. Just two vehicles, that's all. Make your delivery, get out of there, and park over here. Okay? Have I missed anything?
Make sure everybody takes all their stuff home and don't leave anything here.
Yeah. Take all your stuff home tonight.
I mean, the band room, you can go in the band, don't leave your horns out and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And don't leave anything in the
toys and stuff.
Yeah, don't leave anything in pews. Take everything home, personal stuff. That's it.
Y'all know this church is one of
those. Oh yeah, yeah. At night time, before we go home, it's a mess up here at youth meetings. During a minister's meeting, two people can pick up in 15 minutes. It's that easy. Youth meeting, it takes 30 people 3 hours. All right, I might be exaggerating a little bit, but I ain't exaggerating much.
We're gonna need the blowers like we did
at the river. When service is over, don't just run off and go home. You know, if you're working up here, come up here and work. Work up here, pick stuff up, pick trash up, pick bottles up, pick up and clean up. That way we can all go home at a decent hour. Okay.
Please.
The ushers will be cleaning the bathrooms. When they get some females, clean the female bathrooms. I'm sure somebody would jump in and do that. Okay.
All right.
I know there will be several people up here working tomorrow. All right. That's it? What'd you say where we're going to park at? No.
Thank you.
Somebody told me to ask for the bridge.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Help us tomorrow, Lord. Serve your people. Let us be
comfortable. Praise the Lord.